advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Joanne Krulutz, I'm Phil Nee. That's a look at news today, and March is coming in like a lamb. It's a beautiful day. We're headed toward a high of 54 later. Right now it is 36 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The news at 8 from ABC is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Presumed contenders in the fight for the White House were both at the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. ABC's Jim Ryan was in Brownsville and said there were supporters and critics of both President Biden and former President Trump.
Ali Schmidt would have voted for Biden, except that
Joe Biden has been enabling genocide in Gaza.
In Eagle Pass, Jesse Fuentes is furious about Governor Greg Abbott's heavy-handed approach to the border.
This unwanted militarization of our community is unwelcome.
But just what Donald Trump says is needed.
In Washington, Congress approved another stopgap funding measure averting a government shutdown. Firefighters in the Texas Panhandle are struggling to contain the largest wildfire in the state's history. It's only 5% contained. It's blamed for at least two deaths. In Russia, thousands turned out for Alexei Navalny's funeral 2 weeks after the opposition leader died in a penal colony. This is ABC News. A day to step away from your devices starts tonight, says ABC's Sherry Preston.
It was a day created by a Jewish community back in 2003, but 20 years later, the Global Day of Unplugging has no religious connotations. It's simply a 24-hour period in which you go screen-free. The idea? Turn off the noise and reconnect with friends, family, and your community in person and in the present. Before you start a digital detox, you might want to tell folks so they don't worry when you don't respond right away.
Today in Mexico, campaigning begins for president, Congress, and tens of thousands of local positions. The country is often marked by its macho culture, but is almost certain to pick its first female president, as the June election is set to be the largest in Mexican history. And back in the U.S., more than 100,000 bottles of mouthwash are being recalled. Government says the hydrogen peroxide containers have inadequate childproofing, and that increases the risk that children could open them and be poisoned. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Yeah. If you're interested in learning more about the basic truths found in Scripture, the people at Trinity Apostolic Faith Church in Richland Center invite you to join them for Sunday school, beginning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship is at 11. Sunday evening service is at 5. And Wednesday Bible study at 7. You'll enjoy a warm, traditional environment, and you'll learn about Jesus, the light of the world. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church, 489 South Larson Street, Richland Center. To learn more, visit the web at apostolicfaith.org. Or call 647-8758.
Consider this, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, Isaiah 26:4. This verse is another reminder from the Word that we must trust in the Lord. How often we mortals need that reminder. We must pray like the hymn writer wrote, Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. As D.L. Moody reminded people in his day, trust in yourself and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Trust in money and you may have it taken from you. Trust in reputation, and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God, and you are never to be confounded in time or eternity. It is strange that we trust each other and only doubt the Lord. We will take the word of mortals and yet distrust God's word. But oh, what light and glory would shine o'er all our days if we always would remember that God means just what he says. Your friends at Apostolic Faith Church, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, February, of course, was very warm across the Midwest. In fact, temperatures around here averaged a good 12 degrees above normal, and it was kind of dry, too. We had a good half inch less normal precipitation than we usually see in the month. Well, we're starting the dry and mild side here the next couple of days. As the south wind flow picks up, we'll see temperatures soaring up toward record levels, especially tomorrow and Sunday, and then we'll have a cold front march through the area Sunday night. Monday could bring us a couple of rain showers. Right now, it does not look very heavy, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. And behind that, somewhat cooler for the mid to end of next week, but still a few degrees above normal. There is some possibility of more precipitation coming toward us toward the end of next week. Your forecast for today, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy and mild, high temperature near 54, south wind at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 34. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy, even warmer with a high near 62. South wind 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, just some cloud cover rolling through, low at 42. Sunday, partly sunny, very breezy, with record highs around 71. South to southeast wind 15 to 25. We have a 30% chance of some scattered light rain showers for Sunday night, low at 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of scattered light rain, high 51. Any leftover light showers could mix with snowflakes Monday night. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or flurry in the morning. Low 33, high about 45. Wednesday, partly sunny and quiet. Low 29, high 43. And Thursday, mixed skies. Low 27 with a high of 43. So again, today it looks like March is coming in like a lamb with some sunshine. High near 54. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
37 with sunshine. 49 was yesterday's high. The record high, 64 in 1992. Record low, 20 below zero in 1962. Last year's high was 52 and the low, 34. Sunset will occur at 5:50 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:37 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30.0. No precipitation today. With sunshine and following a low of 33, it is 37 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, a look back at girls' basketball last night, a look ahead at some games going on tonight in boys' basketball, and more from the NFL Scouting Combine, and Brian Gutekunst has some comments about the Packers.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Pecatonica Argyle won 69-50 over Waseca Steuben in a WIAA girls sectional semifinal game played at Richland Center High School last night. The winners never trailed on the way to a 45-23 lead at halftime. Sophomore Kylie Butler eclipsed 1,000 points for her high school basketball career and hit 30 points last night. Avery Steiner added 14, Brooke Wellnitz totaled 13, and Loretta Tisch 10. Argyle Pecatonica improved to 25-1 and will now play in the sectional final tomorrow afternoon at Portage High School against Cochran Fountain City, which defeated Royal 46-31 last night. Waseca Steuben's final season record is 24-3. Allie Wall scored 12, Elizabeth Wright 11, and Kylie Manning 8 for the Hornets. Four seniors played their final high school basketball game for Coach Ben McCulloch, Cameron Herta, Morgan Berger, Martha Backstrom, and Allie Wall. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Albany Monticello moving on after a 65-36 win against Sheboygan Christian. And in action from Division IV, Cuba City advanced as they defeated New Glarus 70-48. Neillsville was a winner over Westfield 52-38. So Neillsville and Cuba City meet at Wisconsin Dells tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Others advancing include the Prairie School, Winnebago Lutheran, McDonald Catholic, and also Fall Creek, Sheboygan Lutheran, and Laconia from Division IV. Advancing in Division III, it was Edgewood 43, Edgerton 21, and the Waupun girls defeated Lake Mills 46-41. That sets up a championship tomorrow at Evansville for the right to go to state. It was also in Division II, West Salem beating Onalaska 62-47, McFarland 63-49 over Elkhorn. So West Salem and McFarland meet tomorrow at Baraboo starting at 1 o'clock. And in Division I last night, Arrowhead over Verona, 49-41 among the scores, as Division I whittles it down for the championship on Saturday. The girls' state tournament begins Thursday of next week at the Rush Center in Green Bay. Some big games tonight in boys basketball. They're at the regional semifinal level. And tonight at North Crawford, the rematch. The team split during the regular season and tied for the co-conference championship. Ithaca will be at North Crawford. As Coach Mike Benson agrees, the team needs to show a few more basics to do well tonight.
You have to keep your turnovers down at this time of the year now. You got to make your free throws, especially down the stretch, but even throughout the whole game. If you get the chance to get to the line, you got to take advantage of it, especially if it's, you know, a bonus, a one-and-one. Definitely have to make the first. You know, obviously you want to make both, but definitely got to make the first or you don't even get the second shot. every little thing in all these games going forward, it's going to be huge.
It does show the strength of the regional and the sectional when two 21-win teams meet this early in the tournament.
Well, with how everything is seeded and everything, I figure we could see them this soon, yes. If it wasn't them, it's going to be somebody else that's going to be really hard, because in our seed of 16, there's six or seven teams that have been ranked, and you're going to get somebody hard in the second round, so might as well play somebody that you know, right?
Well, no doubt, and you know North Crawford really, really well. What concerns you the most as you look at the scouting report?
If they drive down the middle, and even if we stop them, they're good at kicking it out for wide-open threes, and they are a very good three-point shooting team. So we have to stop the penetration, so this way they can't kick it out for a wide-open three. You know, that's a big key. You know, both, you know, you don't want them driving down the middle for a layup, and you also don't want them kicking it out to get an easy three-point shot. So big key is playing even better defense than we've been playing. You know, we still have to step it up another notch.
The Trojans coach, Chris Wettstein, who is the elder statesman of the Ridge and Valley with 10 years of experience, talked about how the league has improved.
Yeah, it was definitely the best our conference has been since I've been here, top to bottom. Each team had one or two really standout players that if you let them kind of get going, any team could beat you on any given night, which is, it's a credit to, I think, our conference. So it was definitely a fun and challenging year.
And Coach Wettstein talked about the two teams, Ithaca and North Crawford, meeting this early.
You got to, you know, beat the best to be the best, and it is a unique year where you have two teams that have over 20 wins facing off in the second round, but I think both teams are excited to meet each other. I think both communities kind of wanted this, and I think it's going to be a pretty fun atmosphere on Friday.
When you take the court on Friday night, I know you've been kind of battling injuries all year, and this team has really kind of persevered, hasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I think with the injury that we had to our leading scorer, Andrew Munson, that it gave some other guys some opportunity to get very meaningful varsity minutes that I think has helped us this year and will definitely help us going forward in the years to come. So that, you know, it definitely hurt to have Andrew out, and we took some tough losses, but I think in the future it's going to help us out. Andrew came back on Monday, was cleared for practice, and he did play about 10 minutes on Tuesday against the Weston, so he will be in the lineup for tomorrow.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 6:35 and tip-off time 7 o'clock from North Crawford. The other part of the bracket, number 1 Potosi hosts number 8 Hillsboro at Potosi. Also, River Ridge is hosting DeSoto and Highland is at Cashton among the games. Alma Pepin is at Royal as well in D5. Argyle at Southwestern, Fall River at Schulzburg, Pecatonica at Barnum. In Division 4 games tonight, Iowa Grant is at Mineral Point, Lancaster at Cuba City, Westby at Belleville, and Broadhead visits Darlington. In Division 3, Mauston is at Platteville, Prairie du Chien at Lodi, Wisconsin Dells hosts Viroqua, and River Valley at New Glarus. In Division 2, Pewaukee will host Reedsburg, Milwaukee Lutheran at DeForest, Wauwatosa West hosts Baraboo, Portage at Beaver Dam, Fort Atkinson at Stoughton, Monona Grove is at Monroe, and Elkhorn travels to Mount Horeb on the second night of the boys' basketball tournament. Bowling scores from yesterday's Coffee Clutch League. Series High, the Class A team, an 18-37. The Girlfriends, an 18-35. Spare Parts, 18-16. The Spare Parts at the top game, a 6-67. The Girlfriends with a 6-39 and a 6-31. Top individual series, Cheryl McNerlin of 505, Marsha Mahatka of 490, Ann Makovic of 489. Top game, Alma Manning, 203. Cheryl McNerlin, 186. Marsha Mahatka and Judy Sharman with 182s. Judy Adrian had a 2-7 split pickup. Ann Makovic, an 8-9-10. Marsha Mahatka, a 2-5-7 and a 5-8-10. All-Star Bowling last night, Series High, Cardinal Glass, a 30-36. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 30-24. Advanced Pump and Well, a 2909. Cardinal Glass, 1070 high game, a 1038 for Morris Heating and Cooling, 1009 pins for Alana Springs Campground. Series high individually, Lucas Lindvig, 100 over average with a 739. Kevin Genthe had a 721. Jason Gerner and Travis Bushley each had 705s. A 289 high game in the league for Randy Pauls, 112 over average. Lucas Lindvig had a 257. Kevin Genthe a 256. Additional highlights, Brandon Adams bowled a 579, 171 over average. Scott Dilley bowled a 556, 157 over average. Randy Pauls, 130 over average with a 661. Ryder Cannon, 117 over average with a 621. Mike Morris bowled a 659, 107 over average. Brian Steyer with a 456, 102 over average. Chris Gerber bowled a 694, 100 over average. Ethan Hafner had a 614, 95 over average. And Casey Ewing a 647, 92 over average during a high-scoring night in the All-Star League. The Bucks own the Charlotte Hornets. Thursday's 111-99 victory on the road was the fourth time Milwaukee beat the struggling Hornets this season. It moves the Bucks into a virtual tie with Cleveland for second place in the NBA East. They trail the Cavaliers by percentage points. 24 points by Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee to its fourth straight win. Giannis and Bobby Portis each had 10 rebounds. The Bucks are back into action again right away this evening as they get back to it. Here are the Bucks basketball game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Badger men's basketball team will be seeking its third win over a ranked opponent when Illinois visits this weekend. Tickets are already sold out for the Big Ten Conference game. Wisconsin has lost its last six meetings with the Illini. The visitors are ranked 13th, and they come into the game with a 21-7 record. Their 12-5 conference mark is good for second place. Coach Greg Gard's team has won 13 of 15 home games so far this season. The NFL Scouting Combine continues in Indianapolis. More today from the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, about having some success this past season and if that motivates them to work even harder in the offseason.
Not a lot. I think it's just, you know, to me, it's every year is about, you know, understanding that you don't want to put too many limitations on your team. You know, expectations can do that. So the important thing is to understand that what we did last year really doesn't have much of an effect on what we're going to do this year. If our guys don't put the time in, don't come together as a team, don't work through the adversity, what happened in 2023 won't matter. So it's really just about having that mindset of, I got to do enough as we come into camp, through camp, and into the early part of the season if we're going to have a successful year.
The Wisconsin State Building Commission has given its approval to major projects in Madison for UW Athletics. Construction will begin next year on a $285 million new football indoor practice facility. It's in the design stage now. As a part of the same project, the hockey rink inside the Kohl Center will be reduced in size from Olympic measurements of 200 by 97 feet to 200 by 85 feet. That work will start next spring and be ready for the 24-25 season. The Badger women's basketball team lost to Maryland 79-63 last evening. And Iowa star Caitlin Clark says she will leave the Hawkeyes after this season and enter the WNBA draft. Clark made the announcement Thursday on social media. She is 18 points away from passing LSU's Pistol Pete Maravich for the all-time NCAA Division I record for men or women with 3,650 career points. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. We're at 37 degrees on this Friday morning, and up next, this morning's edition of Fresh from the Country. Some brand new releases in country music and at news as well, and trivia coming up. The show is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Time now for brand new music from the country world, and we kick it off today with Riley Green.
Singing some song about trains.
Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Riley Green on WRCO with a brand new one from him, A Good Day to Leave. It's 38 degrees in Richland Center and 8:30 the time. We thank you for joining us today on the radio. Some good stuff throughout the day, some morning music for you, a little conversation during the 9 to 10 hour. We'll talk movies a little bit later on during the morning show time today, and some chances for you to win as well. This one has been a winner, moving up the charts now into the top 30 this week. For Dustin Lynch, featuring Jelly Roll.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown type. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride.
In your Chevrolet.
Lord knows I've been praying for the day. A girl like her would say, just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
In your Chevrolet.
She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one.
Dustin Lynch featuring Jelly Roll, sampling the old Dobie Gray song, Drift Away, which also was a hit for Dobie Gray and Uncle Cracker as a remake, but reimagined with different lyrics now for that one. It is time to take a look at some entertainment news notes. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood will star in a documentary series about opening a bar in Nashville. The series Friends in Low Places, which is also the name of the bar, follows Brooks, Yearwood, and the team that made the business possible. Brooks says opening the bar is the craziest ride I've ever been on, while Yearwood says they started down this road fueled by passion, dedication, and a shared vision. The docuseries premieres next Thursday on Amazon Prime, the same day that the bar will open to the public. And Cyndi Lauper has agreed to sell a majority share of her music to a management group co-founded by ABBA singer Bjorn Ulvaeus. Because they understand the needs of artists, Lauper says usually she's dealing with people in suits whose eyes glaze over and tell her they just want the greatest hits. She says the Pop House Entertainment Group wants to make something new. It's the same group that created the ABBA Voyage interactive concert experience. Terms of the agreement were not made public. But Cyndi Lauper now in business with Bjorn Ulvaeus, one of the guys from ABBA. That's making entertainment news today. Here's a brand new one from Corey Kent on FM 100.9. It's called This Heart.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like you don't understand. Done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it. Nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this heart. Damn this heart. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you, no, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard.
Brand new from Corey Kent on WRCO FM 100.9.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Trivia Time today is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Time to have some fun with Christy's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe and some cookies for you, if you know the right answer. Over the last 40 years, the number of people doing this has dropped 70%. What would that be? We'll give you a multiple guess today. Is it A, taking a bath? B, long-distance phone calls? C, taking pictures? Or D, getting a haircut from a family member? Over the last 40 years, the number of people doing this has dropped 70%. 608-647-4155.
I had a girl about 6 feet deep, made sure that you don't ever come back. I burned your clothes and tossed your keys, made sure that you don't ever come back.
I've always been a sucker for a rebel. I've always been drawn to the bad. Boy, I always knew that you were trouble, but this kind of trouble you can't pay back. I'm tired of cleaning up your empty bottles and bailing your ass out of jail. Tired of hearing about you causing problems for me and everyone else. This is the last time I say goodbye. You're cheating, or you're lying, and you're robbing, and you're stealing. And I know it won't hurt nobody's feelings when I tell them you just disappeared. The same, maybe he skipped town again. Maybe he's running around again. Or maybe he got what was coming to him, but only I know.
Gardner on WRCO Radio. We have found our winner. Congratulations to Jackie Durst, the winner of trivia today. Over the last 40 years, the number of people doing this has dropped 70%. The correct answer, taking a bath. Well, hopefully they found another, instead of taking a bath, they're taking a shower, but who knows? Anyway, yeah, that's interesting. It dropped that much. I honestly still don't mind a bath, especially in the wintertime. Not so much a summertime thing, but if you've been out and it's been cold, there's nothing like soaking in a hot tub, I think, anyway. But I don't know. Some people don't like it. I know Squirt the Wonder Dog, he doesn't like taking baths, especially with me. But anyway, that's it. Congratulations. Jackie Durst is the winner of our cookie giveaway from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. 16 before 9. Into the top 40 this week for Tim McGraw. His latest, it's called One Bad Habit.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. One crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. Down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks.
Brand new from Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio and One Bad Habit. Next up, a song that is a little bit of a history maker. Beyoncé has become the first black woman to reach the U.S. number one spot with a country song with her single Texas Hold'em. She's number one on the Billboard Active Survey this week, and maybe an unlikely artist to have a country release. It's done very well for her in the early going. Here's Beyoncé with Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, round, round. Be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo. Huh. There's a tornado,
there's a tornado
in my city,
in my city.
In the basement,
the basement.
That ain't pretty,
ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
we're surviving.
Of red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. kept to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle. Boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no holdin'. Lay our cards down, 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 down. So pop your letters, call your keys up. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give back. Come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Oops, spurs,
boots. To the flow now, ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, sonogenic, photogenic, shoot.
Well, let's talk about Song of the Week, brand new from Beyonce. That's Texas Hold'em. Good morning. It's 8 minutes before nine. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
7 minutes before 9 o'clock, our daytime high will be in the low 50s, and right now we're at 39 degrees. So the daytime high for this day's date is 64. So we'll be in the ballpark, probably maybe single digits away from that, not going to break it. But coming up by Sunday, I think that temperature, the history of that is about 65. The record that we'll be going for, and if we do have that forecast hold true to 71, we will shatter another long-time record. So, some unprecedented weather, that's for sure. Brand new from Tiffany Weiss on WRCO. It's called I'm Your Woman on Fresh from the Country.
I'm not a girl anymore, but I still believe in a little bit of magic. and storybook dreams. I don't need a white horse or a kiss from the prince, but I do want a dog and a white picket fence. The fairy tale's what you make.
That brings us to the most played country songs across the land, according to Country Airplay. Number five is Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen and Mamaw's House. Hardy with Truck Bed at number four. Kane Brown hanging around with I Can Feel It at number three. Number two record is Cody Johnson's The Painter. And Warren Zeters hangs up there at number one again this week with Pretty Little Poison.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a wine is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart she wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ache in the night with a
my pretty little
guess is alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just